Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends. This week, we're going to be talking about three ways you can have faith or increase your faith. First off, if you're liking what I'm putting out, if you're digging my content, give me a review or give me a thumbs up if you're on YouTube. Like, subscribe, and if you want to get more in contact with me, you can hit up my website, CamilleBauer.com, and you can see all the fun things that I'm up to there, and you can sign up for my newsletter. I put out awesome content in my newsletter, and I would love you to join my tribe. So check that out on my website, CamilleBauer.com. And this episode is in our Fall Into Faith series. So the air, depending upon where you're living, the air is getting cooler, and it's getting to be fall, whether we want it or not, and winter's knocking on our door. And as I've been contemplating, oh, what would be fun, you know, with my team to launch this quarter, I'm like, I just want to go back to my roots. Let's talk about faith and the different things we can do to nurture, gain, grow our faith. Because I know when we do that, especially in my life, it's increased the quality of my life so much. So, three ways. Number one, you need to believe and trust the process. That takes away a lot of anxiety and stress when you can just give it up to God and go, I can't do anymore. And it feels good in a way. I know when I was with a terminal diagnosis with my late husband, it was very hard to not want to control everything and know the outcome. That's difficult for me, especially my personality type. I'm a planner. I want to know what's going on, and I want to be organized, and I want to know what to expect. Well, when you have disease knock on your door, that's not at all fitting on the dinner plate. So I had to rearrange how I ate and how I dealt with me not having control. And throughout the years, I just ended on going, okay, God, I trust you. And when I did that, I got so much more peace in my life. In Matthew, he says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and body more than clothes? Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and let your yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? I loved that. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Nope. All it does is take away and steal your peace in the moment. But I love that scripture in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 27. And Jesus Christ is talking and he's just saying, hey, you know, I take care of the birds. I know what's in the pasture. I do and provide all these things. Like, and I love you so much. Don't you think I will do that for you? So that to me was very peaceful and comforting, especially going through chaos in my life. And I know that it will help you if you just, you know, let go of the control and move forward with believing and trusting in God. Okay. Brene Brown has a great quote, and she says, faith is a place of mystery where we find the courage to believe in what we cannot see and the strength to let go of our fear and uncertainty. So we just have to trust that what we don't see, our Creator's working it out. So number two, pray. Ask and ye shall receive. Okay? It might not be in the way you want it. Most likely it won't be. But when you are asking God, you're inviting him into your life and giving him the opportunity to show up for you. I can't tell you how it's been so eye-opening to me. Okay, you guys, this has been going on at my house. I did a Halloween, like a high-end women's costume shop for 10 years. And then after my husband passed away, I did it for another year. And then I sold my shop. And so I have a lot of inventory. And I was doing a festival and then COVID came. So I had a lot of inventory. I don't know how it happened, but it ended up, my husband suggested, hey, why don't you take appointments at our house? And I'm like, who knows? So I reached out on my social media, people that know my costumes. All of a sudden, like, I can't even tell you. And I've been so slammed in five days, so many people making appointments. And it was more financially better for me, more profitable than doing this festival that I would have traveled an hour and a half, spent all this money to set up my booth and everything. And I just, every single day, like I just had such gratitude in my heart because I was asking God for what do I need to do with this? How can I move this inventory? You know, trying to be creative with what I had before, you know, COVID came along. And I have a lot of plus size too. And so I remember, you know, as I started just last week, I'm like, okay, Heavenly Father, please send me some plus size ladies because everybody that was coming in was tiny and I had all this plus size inventory. Well, the next day, you will not believe it. Every single client that came in to get a costume and get fitted was plus size. And my heart was so full because I knew that God didn't need to answer my prayers, but he really was. And instantaneously, I've not seen that. And so then I had some bustiers that were size 18, which is like 000, like tiny 18 inches. They're Euro sizing. And then I was like, okay, Heavenly Father, you know, thank you for sending the plus size girls. If you have any skinny girls that can you help them, if they want a costume, have them reach out to me. No lie. The next day, two like size zeros came to get their costumes. And I'm just like, God is so good. And I'm providing something for those people that are looking for beautiful, amazing stuff. I'm helping my family financially and moving inventory that I had sitting there from when COVID came and rocked our lives. So ask and ye shall receive. You might not get exactly what you want like I did the next day. That rarely happens to me. But when you're asking God, you're giving him the opportunity to show up for you and inviting him into your life. Number three, read his words, okay? In Psalms, he says, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. And that's Psalms 119, 105. So let's just hit that up one more time. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. How many times in life do we not know what's going on or what we should do next? And there's uncertainty and we're like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Well, turn to the scriptures. Read the words of God. They will help you. They will light your path. So let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, it says, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And that is in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. So I know at first you might be like sowing and you're sowing those seeds of faith and you're just looking at the dirt going, I don't see anything growing. But be patient because the harvest will come. And as we are watering our faith by trusting the process, believing, asking, praying, asking and receive, ask and ye shall receive, right? And reading the scriptures, we will be nurturing that seed and it will start to grow. And then we'll be able to reap the harvest of our faith. And I challenge you guys to continue to nourish your faith. Plant those seeds. So many people are turning their backs on believing in God and believing in our Savior, Jesus Christ, and think that, you know what, he was a good guy, but it's not important. But it is important. It is crucial to having a life full of peace and happiness. And I know that. And I can attest to that in my life. having gone through a lot of hard stuff, that God is there for me and gives me the joy and peace and light that I'm able to share with you. So keep up the faith, and I love you guys, and I'll be talking to you next.